All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 5 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. We've talked a lot of Red Wings today. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Some incredible Derek Lalonde audio. You can go get it. I want to make sure we mix this in. And no, it's not Juwan. Juwan being fired, to me, if you had half a brain, that was the conclusion you came to, and it happened. I didn't need to hire a firm to get to that conclusion.
The biggest question for that is, what took so long?
No idea.
Like, seriously, it's like driving down the freeway and you had like exit after exit after exit after exit.
They had to wait till Friday afternoon.
Oh,
classic U of M news dump.
All right, you win.
But so we're going to go a different direction, because a week from today, we're going to be immersed in Onion's double order, Bill Raftery. We're going to be immersed in the NCAA tournament.
Nothing better than watching the entire casino jump up and down or throw tickets in the air off a last-second shot.
Yes. But I would encourage people, you probably need to savor the flavor, Rico, because this may be the last tournament that ever looks this way. Let me explain to you. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to stay as, like, 30,000 foot in the air overview as I can. Because if you get in the weeds, we're going to lose all the listeners. So the NCAA and the Power Five are defendants in several antitrust cases right now. Four, to be specific. And the settlements in those cases are a real hurdle. They're going to bankrupt some people. They could bankrupt the NCAA. Damages in one case could be a reported $4.2 billion. That could bankrupt the NCAA. You're talking about eight-figure judgments against all schools. You will bankrupt schools. Then what you're getting to is part two of this, which is the greed element. So Pete Thamel wrote a piece. CBS Sports wrote a piece. The idea of, since the NCAA may go bankrupt in these, we'll break away. We'll do our own TV deal, because Mark Emmert was the worst executive in the history of executives.
Fair.
The tournament is supposed to be bringing them north of $1.2 billion a year. A year. They may break away, and guess who won't be invited? St. Peter's, Fairleigh Dickinson.
The little schools.
Yes.
Group of five.
Yes.
Not going.
So
your Oakland wouldn't be making the tournament this year.
No. So here's my question to you, the people. If the little guy is out of the NCAA tournament, or a lot of the little guys are going to end up going bankrupt, then haven't we destroyed the tournament itself? Because what makes the tournament the tournament? I know when I was younger, high school, it was seeing Old Dominion take Villanova and Kerry Kittles into triple OT. It was seeing Siena beat Ohio State. It was seeing...
Mike, it's how you found out that Princeton had a basketball team.
Pete Newell, back cuts.
Right.
Yes. That is what the tournament is. Yes, we love Duke, Kentucky, or Kansas, Michigan, Michigan State, Louisville. But it's the little guy. It is St. Peter's going on a run.
Or outside of this area, it is what Tennessee, Giddy Potts. When they upset...
Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee, yeah. That's a big thing when all of a sudden you get the upset.
So in the if that goes away, if this turns into a TV network centric thing where it's only going to be the big schools. See, I've tried to have this conversation with college football and I get mocked. See, I don't think you're going to do that with March Madness. March Madness, if you take away all of those Oakland universities, you take away Grand Canyon, you take away whoever your hot pick is next week, Indiana State maybe.
The Creighton's of the world.
Take it all away. And you're just left with Blue Magic, a brand name. That's not the NCAA tournament.
No. Well, can I give you something? Could you talk about Mountain West team in the Final Four last year? Would have been not there in the future.
Correct.
West Coast Conference, Conference USA. You had the MEAC automatic qualifier, made the Elite Eight last year. You had the MVC made it. The Ivy League made it. The Summit AQ made it. That would not happen anymore.
It wouldn't.
It would be.
And David, here's the thing. Like it or not, I often say, first 2 days, Thursday and Friday, everybody wants to see an upset unless it's your team. You're rooting for that 13, 14, 15 seed because you want to look smart. Now, the second weekend on, the next 2 weekends, you want to see the favorites win. You want to see Duke and Carolina. You want to see that type of Final Four. You don't want to see what you saw last year. But it's what makes the opening weekend, though, that Thursday and Friday so enjoyable are the upsets. Oh, my God, did you see UNC Baltimore Coast knocked off Virginia? Or Fairleigh Dickinson actually beat Purdue last year? You know, one seeds used to be untouchable. Not anymore. But, yeah, now, you know what? According to that, Mike, because it took me a second, because you sent me the article and I read it, and I was just like, oh, I thought you sent me the wrong one. But now I understand why you sent it to me. No, I mean, because I read it, I was like, huh, you know what? Maybe he was confused, sent me the wrong article. But it's a good article. But now I get it. You know who would be the upset-minded team in the new NCAA tournament? And MSU. Because it would just be all Power 5 schools in there, or Power 4 schools at this point, because the Pac-12 is going to go bye-bye. So, yes, now you're looking at low-seed MSU taking on, I'm trying to think, UConn even wouldn't be in there.
Yeah, they would.
Not Power 5.
Doesn't matter. They'll make up their own conferences. They'll take take the power schools. Look, the whole point I'm making, people, I'll simplify it. If the changes that are being talked about happen, haven't we destroyed the greatest sporting event in American sports?
This I'll give you. I know you like to make fun of me saying I ruin sports. No, but
that's
this
ball
one
breaking, man.
No, but this one I will give you. If they do this, it's not as fun. In college football, let's face it, no one gives that group of five school who gets the welfare. Here you go. You can sit at the table, but at the end of the table.
And they're right to do it for this reason. Football, you got a starting 22, and you need at least another 30 guys on the roster capable of playing. You need 50 guys minimum.
And I would say if you really want to win the national title, you need at least 10 NFL players on your roster.
College basketball, on any given day, five guys on that floor. One great player. Hey, shout out Harold Arsenault. One great player can put you out. If they do this, they will have wrecked the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So I would like to know from you as fans. You don't need to know the teams. Let's face it. None of us knew Maryland Baltimore County from Paducah State. But the night they beat Virginia, we were all Retriever fans.
The night they beat Virginia, I remember I was coming back from Little Caesars Arena covering the MSU practice, and I was trying to hurry back home and listening to it on satellite radio because I'm like, oh my God, this is about to go down. History is about to be made. You want to see that. And yes, when Oakland gets a spot outside of Kenny and Evan,
you're
going to be rooting for them saying, you know what? I want to see them actually win a game because you know how much it means for them. And yeah, you're right. All it takes is one guy to get just scorching hot, dropping 35 points, and he may never do that again.
But this is another example, and guys, I keep saying it, and it's affecting me. It's affecting my ability to love the sports. Like, network should not be calling the shots in what is good for the game. You want to broadcast our sport? You can broadcast our sport. But you're not going to squeeze every bit of toothpaste out of the tube because it's destroying the very thing you're buying. I want to know if, hey, week from today, are you the person who takes a day off to watch March Madness? Are you the guy who gets no work done at the cubicle? Do you bet all the games? Are these changes going to rip the soul out of the game, or are you, no, I'll go along with it. For me, it'll kill it.
See, I thought at first it was like, okay, you were upset because they were going to expand the tournament. And I'm like, well, Mike, that just means it's going to be more little schools. You're like, no. That's not what I sent you. Go back and reread it.
Here, I can't help it.
Like, oh, they're just going to eliminate the middleman altogether. Because I was like, okay, a 96-team tournament, it'll take a little getting used to. I'm not a big fan of that. But, yeah, this seems like they're just going to go just pretty. It sounds like everybody's going to make the tournament. Whether you were good. Like, Michigan would be making the tournament.
No. Got to have a winning record.
No, Mike, if you do it the way that they're talking about in that article, you're just going to take all the teams. So if you want to do a 68-team conference, it's basically 68 Power 5 teams, which means everybody is in, which basically means regular season means nothing. Juwan would get a second chance in this weekend to start all over again.
David, Ticket Tech's coming in. What are your thoughts? I mean, David, go ahead. I mean, if you think, oh, Mike, you're old man yelling at clouds, I just feel like the NCAA tournament, Mike Krzyzewski has a lot of comments about this in the ESPN piece. They're going to wreck this event. They are.
Yeah, they are. And this is
there will be no Furman versus Virginia.
See, and this has always been something that is sacred to me. I love the tournament every year. I want to watch the small school go up against the bigger school and upset them. I want to see, oh man, how much better are they from last year? Because, you know, they were made it last year or whatever. I want to see that stuff. And this is, it's just sad, okay? Because I don't want TV, Rico. TV's ruining this.
My name in this.
TV is ruining this. They want to make the $1.2 billion
strays today.
Yeah, you deserve the strays because you're the TV exec. You're the guy that ruined football, and now you're ruining basketball.
You could have took the same telecommunications class as I took as well, David.
No, it's just upsetting because you want to see the small school upset. When Purdue lost last year, oh, it was so great with my friends, my Purdue friend, grad. Texting, and we won't get that anymore.
No, we won't. It San Diego State.
Well, and how about today? They approved a 14-team college football playoff before they ever saw the 12-team.
That was ridiculous.
It's parody. It's not even, it's just.
Because at that point, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to break out the 14. Because what if the 12 works? And you've already said, just leave it at 4 until you're ready for the 14.
Never gave it a chance. Why go to 14? Go to 16 at that point.
And that's, yeah.
It's just, it's all greed, and it's killing the sport, and it has nothing to do with players getting paid. I have no problem with it. I want the players compensated. I want rules.
Yeah, sometimes people need to realize that less is actually more. When you keep doing everything over, now all of a sudden you oversaturate it and no one cares anymore.
And that, I got to be honest, if they do this, look, I'll always like it. I won't love it.
Okay, it's not the same, Mike, because, yeah, one of the things that I like on Selection Sunday is when they set up the cameras at all the little schools who don't know if they're going to make it. And then you see them jumping up and down, or you see them eating sad pizza when they don't. But I like saying that, like, oh, man, I really hope that this team makes a tournament, knowing they're going to lose the first game. But it's going to mean so much that 10 years from now, they're going to have a reunion of that team who made the tournament.
Plus, who wants to see 18-14 Minnesota as the small school? Like, all you're doing is putting bad major conference teams in.
That's what I said. All of a sudden, you'll be looking at Indiana, Minnesota. All of those teams will be in the tournament if you do it the new way.
2-4-8-5.
I'm with you on this.
I know. Maybe I missed the mark with the people. Maybe they don't care. Maybe as long as there's a bracket to fill out, they're into it. I just thought after 3 hours of Wingstalk, we could mix it in.
You know
maybe
what it
I
is?
Did a bad job here.
No. You know what it is, Mike? It's one of those things that now you are ahead of your time. You're ahead of the curve. People don't realize it yet, but come next year, they're going to remember, oh, yeah, this is what you were trying to warn us about.
Uh-oh. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're going to call up and be like, yo, let's hire Flip Saunders. Couple problems. He's dead and not attainable. Like, don't go saying Phil Jackson.
What about Nate Oates?
No. No, I wouldn't do that. Plus, are they going to be willing to pay what it takes? See, there's your problem.
$10 million buyout. It dropped by $2 million today.
Yeah. Now, you'd have to figure out whether you want. Obviously, Nate Oates, high school basketball coach in the state of Michigan, got Buffalo basketball launched.
Well, the thing about Nate Oates is you're going to have to pay him a real salary.
That's
not,
my point.
Not what you pay Juwan.
Right. So an example. Like, I think one of the better coaches right now in his mid-40s in America is T.J. Otzelberger. Okay, that's Iowa State. 46 years old. Elite recruiter. Elite. Coached under Hoiberg. Got hired by Lorenzo Romar. This guy's a big-time recruiter. He's got Iowa State going.
I was about to say, Iowa State probably going to be like a 3 seed
right.
in the tournament.
Here's the thing. He only makes $1.5 million at Iowa State.
So you can double the salary.
You
can
triple it if you're serious about basketball. Now, again, he may say, no, I'm comfortable here. But Otzelberger at 46, recruiting, modern defense, turnover creation.
Yeah, the only problem is they're probably going to use that old bowl philosophy, so he has to make less than the football
okay,
coach.
Okay, then just go away.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah, okay, then fine, he's out. I said Josh Schertz from Indiana State. He won't cost you 4.5. He's turned Indiana State around, pedigree from D2, kind of that beeline type candidate in his 40s. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. If you think you're poaching Fred Hoiberg from Nebraska, you're going to have to spend 4 or 5 a year. You're going to have to.
True.
So couple names. Those are names I like.
Jerome Moore. You're going to look at his salary, and you got to be under that.
I'm not mad at you. I just laugh at the
You would have been better off hiring him last year under Harbaugh because Harbaugh was making a lot of money, so you could have paid him $5 million. Now you can't pay him $5
million. There, David, there's a couple names for you. Guys I like. Guys who, if MSU job opened up, I would call them. I just, those are attainable. Please don't call up and say Rick Pitino. He's a 1,000.
Oh, so you're not like the ticket text?
Oh, there's some
Dan
saying,
Hurley?
Dan Hurley?
On the ticket text. Dan Hurley.
From UConn?
Mm-hmm.
What are you on, drugs?
Exactly. I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
I've really seen a lot of Michigan people saying, just bring Beilein back.
Again, 1,000. What, are you going to freeze his head like Walt Disney? What are we doing here? Let's go to market. Like, seriously, I love John Beilein, but he's a million right. years old.
And I don't know if he wants to do it again.
Let's go to Marcus, 97.1. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Mike. First off, thanks for having me on. Second,
yes,
I agree 100% about your position on the college football playoffs. It's beyond stupid. The fact that the bar now went from what was a respectable top four to get in, now just coaches are going to be happy with just getting them top 12 and say, yeah, now we can go ahead and rearrange your salary because it doesn't matter if you finish, you know, with a national championship. Just get in the top 12 and we pretty much will keep you for God knows how long. But my thoughts are really on the Red Wings today because I just wanted to bring this up really quick. I've seen a lot of games that they have played this season. I've watched the losses against Buffalo. I've watched the loss against Chicago. I get you're going to slip up. I get that when your captain goes down, you're going to have to face adversity. All teams do it. but I have never seen a team just look like they don't generally don't give an F on the ice.
That's what it looks like.
There's no flow. There's no passing. I don't blame Raven and Schrott for getting there, but at least somebody cares. Because I can tell you right now, I'm surprised nobody got in the face of Kopp. All he does is stand on the ice. He doesn't move. He has done really nothing to contribute. And it drives me insane. And I don't know what Yzerman's looking at down there, because if he's seeing, oh, yeah, there's potential that they can make the playoffs down the line, in my opinion, they're already eliminated. Because if this is the attitude that they're going to have going into the end of the month of March and the last few games they have left in April, there's not going to be a playoff spot left.
And Marcus, that's why I brought up, and I wasn't trying to be, you know, an ass about it, but like, do we consider a coaching change? Six other playoff teams have during the season, this season. Like, Lalonde does not have these guys ready to play. And that laissez-faire attitude carried over to his comments. Did you hear the audio earlier?
I don't understand how you can sit there as a coach or an organization, even a general manager, and be like, okay, it's fine that we've lost back-to-back games against one of the biggest bottom feeders in the Western Conference of the National Hockey League, if not the National Hockey League itself in Phoenix.
Yeah, because I don't get it. Because nobody believed in us at the start of the year. Derek, what are we doing here? February 28th on a Friday, Kenny was ready to have a car flag implanted on his body. Marcus, I'm with you, and I don't have the answer. I just know in the NHL, people put professional bullets in coaches all the time. There's no league like it, Rico. Not even the NBA. The NHL, you could have a team in like a four seed and they're blasting a coach. You're like, wait, Lindy Ruff just got fired? You know what I mean? Like, whoa, what happened here? It's the league.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is that an option? Because that
that's why I asked Kenny, like, and you, was there a magical number that, you know what? If you lose 10 in a row, that's it. Right, we got to upset the apple cart.
After his comment, which we may as well play, I've referenced it now. We'll play it. After last night, I would have. But if they lose, Kenny, they lose to Buffalo. Talk to me. We firing Lalonde?
I'm giving him two games. I'm giving him two.
So nine games.
Saturday, Sunday. I want to see what this weekend looks like, especially now that Dylan Larkin skated with the team. He's on the mend. He'll be back after this weekend. I want to see what this team looks like now that they're captains.
Okay. So he'll never see that 10th game if they lose the next two.
If I'm in charge of things, no.
Okay. Listen, you are the bearded oracle. David, I want to play this. This was Lalonde, and I want you to tell me if you want this from your coach, whose team has gotten their ass kicked the last seven games, and this is what he's bringing to you.
No one had us in the playoffs. We were an 8% chance to be in the playoffs. Someone would have told us with 17 games left, we'd be tied point-wise in the last playoff spot. Of course, we would have taken it. And we've earned that with some really good stretches in our season. But there's been some moments in our season where it slid, and we're in one of those moments now, and we got to get it back.
I got nothing for you. All I can tell you is if I owned the team, I probably would have done something rash. I would have made a mistake and fired the guy. Like, maybe he goes on to be the greatest coach in NHL history. I swear, I would have come down in my pajamas if I were Stevie and fired him. I would have lost my mind.
Yeah, that's one of those. Sitting in my office, I'm going to hit the rewind button. Listen to what
you just
said.
Wait, is that Steve Yzerman in athleisure wear? Did he just throw Derek Lalonde out on the
ice? Larkin head down there. Finish the rest of the game. He's out.
No. Hey, you. Come here. I need to talk to you.
I would have lost it.
Come here.
248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts, and then we will get into sports by the numbers.
Yeah, regarding the NCAA tournament says, don't forget, you would lose the perennial power Gonzaga. They would never be seen in the tournament again.
I got to tell you something. this take may age very poorly. I think they're done.
Clemson of the basketball world?
I feel like in a lot of ways it's very MSU-esque. Mm-hmm. Hey, if they played in a real conference, their record wouldn't look so pretty. They don't have the elite talent. They had an unbelievable run. They were able to keep Timmy in school for 50 years. And Mark Few looks like he looks like the Crypt Keeper. Mark Few looks like he's aged a decade.
Yeah, Mark Few looks like I probably should have left here a few years ago.
I'm not saying.
I got caught up in Zag Pride.
Right, they're not going to go to the NIT. I just think the Gonzaga we feared or you didn't want to see, I think it's done.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, because they were the masters of the portal. Now everybody uses the portal.
Except somebody I know.
Hey, Tyson Walker.
One shining.
You
moment.
Can't have one person and just keep naming that one as a
hey,
great moment.
Did he come out the portal?
Sure.
Then yes, I can.
But you need more than one.
Well, stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
David, ticket text, and then we, what do we got, Riegs?
Yes, Rieger's down at LCA getting ready for a Pistons broadcast, I believe. I get liking the small school upsets, but a 32-team, no auto bid double elimination would be pretty fun. Someone else says, play that drop, money, money, money. That it's all this is about. That's all they
How
care about.
How about that D, baby?
Nope, that's not the right one. I'll be damned. That moved on me. I don't know where it is now. Hold on.
Yeah, I would simply say you want to see the
that's not the one.
You want to see the small schools. That's what makes the first couple of days of the tournament fun. Like it or not, you become all of a sudden, you know, whatever university it is, Long Beach State. Yep, you want to see them win. Everybody picks the small school unless they're playing your school.
Got to have money, 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 money.
Yes, it has vanished. Thank you for your service.
At least it's still in the system.
It is. Why? What's something?
I'm just saying, like,
oh, how like other things disappear.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Probably because of Jeff Rieger. I'll read this, and before we get to him, the Wings need a few more good defenders, a goalie, and a superstar. All Stanley Cup teams have these three key elements.
Oh, good. Well, maybe by year six we could address some of those.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing great, Jeff.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Are you surprised as you are happy that Juwan was let go?
I wasn't surprised after I woke up to that Athletic article where they hired the outside firm and the culture problems. I figured that had to be the final nail in the coffin, right? But I'm happy he's gone, because now you get a chance to play in these exciting games like I'm watching right now, St. John's and UConn, right? Rick Pitino at age like 80 is taking on the Huskies, and all I've ever wanted was for Michigan to be back in these games. So I'm happy. It's a good day for Michigan basketball, I think.
So who's your coach? Who do you want?
Can we get Dusty May from FAU? Is he going to come here? What about your guy? What about Drew Valentine? Will he come over here? He only makes, like, what, $2 million?
Yeah, but I don't know.
What about Fred Hoiberg?
I don't know. He may have to bring Sister Jean with him.
I'm fine. Well, Mike would not be fine with that. How about this one? How about this one? You guys might laugh. Izzo's good buddy. What about Mick Cronin? Awful year this year. Had those great UCLA teams. Been at Cincinnati. What about a guy like Cronin, and still one of the few guys that actually wears the suit?
Rieger, all I got to say is you got to find a coach who will take $4 million or less.
Here are the names I gave you. All right. Josh Schertz, Indiana State.
Okay.
I gave TJ Otzelberger, Iowa State, who currently makes $1.5 million. He's a great recruiter, great defensive coach, and I just respect the hell out of the Big 12 because the Big 10 is ass. And then we talk Fred Hoiberg.
Hoiberg, could you get him to come over? Like, I feel like Nebraska is,
but you got to pay.
Put a commitment into basketball.
Well, listen, then do me a favor. Then don't have a basketball program.
No. I would like Fred Hoiberg. And what's with the $4 million? Are we sure that's all you can pay a guy?
No, you got to pay him less than your football coach. So that's all. You remember the old Bo adage, you know, basketball coach should never make more than the football coach.
Whatever. Listen, if he's the right fit, man, pay him whatever the hell he wants.
Man, you're not paying your basketball.
Season like this.
You're not paying your basketball coach more than your football coach. Not at Michigan.
Go get Brian Dutcher, right? He'll come back. He's only 65. I've heard people say him and Beilein. I'm like, come on.
I've heard Beilein. Seriously.
Beeline's 71 years old. He's not coming back here.
No. No. So what's next?
We are going to talk about something that you guys touched on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take it even deeper, and I'm going to give people a reason to talk about the uncomfortable. Derek Lalonde could be fired. And I have stats to back me up. If you want to salvage this season, and I'm not quite sure Yzerman cares about making the playoffs. If he did, he would have made some moves at the deadline. But if the fan base cares about making the playoffs, which I'm pretty sure they do, is the right move to fire Derek Lalonde. I got all kinds of comps. I got all kinds of data for you. And I'm telling you, it could not hurt. And unless you're in love with Derek Lalonde and thinks he's like your Scotty Bowman of the future, I'm telling you, it might be the right move because you can't fire the whole team. So you might want to get rid of the guy that currently is in charge of the whole team and the team's not playing for.
I don't think you're wrong.
No.
I'm at that point. We have an audio loaded of his comment if you want to use it on your show. So go ahead.
They played that during Bally's, the third period. Wings are down 2-1.
Yeah.
And they play that cut yesterday. I'm like, wow.
We should just
be happy we're here.
I'm going to tell you something. That network is like Kremlin PR. I can't do it. All right, my
Rieger,
man.
Rieger, just make sure you have my lunch ready on Monday.
No, yeah, my Spartans fought hard. I thought they had your Boilermakers. I did.
We'll talk to everybody.
Zach Edey gets every call in the book, doesn't he?
Yeah, 14 of them to be exact. But guess what?
Ridiculous.
You know it going in, so be better. I don't want to hear Izzo crying about it.
Real quick, guys, before you go.
Oh, God.
Did you hear Sean? Let me extend your weekend very quickly. Did you hear Sean Winter ask Tom Izzo after the game? They lose the game.
Yes.
He says, Tom, what do you think? What do you think about the fans that want you to wear a suit?
Amazing.
Freaking amazing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.